Hey guys, Blood Red Thorn here. I don't know why I say that at the start of every video. You've probably clicked onto this through Audioboo and see my username right there. I'm not sure why I feel the need to affirm who I am every time. Anyways, great news. I found a new vlogger to follow. If you listen to my old boos, I talk a lot about one particular vlogger because I didn't know any others. But I've found a new one and I was listening to this new guy, Bill TV Macon, him who both vlogs on YouTube and on Audioboo. And one of the boos he did is entitled Are You Rich? I encourage you to check it out. And in it, he talks about acts of kindness, just being kind to random people that you don't know. And it reminded me of a blog post that I wrote quite some time ago that I'm going to read for you now. 15 months ago, I wrote this. It's on 43things.com. And I entitled it No Prejudice. Okay, here we go. I was struck by a very enlightening thought quite some time ago. In general, if I pass someone begging on the street and I don't give them money. Sorry, that's just say. In general, if I pass someone begging on the street, I don't give them money because I don't know what they will spend it on. The general usual excuse is, oh, they'll just use it to buy drugs or alcohol or something, right? That's what a lot of us use, that excuse. And then a friend of mine told me a simple story of this time she had been in town taking out money and there was someone beside the ATM begging. And I thought, what would I have done if that had been me at the ATM? Not begging, taking out the money. If I was in town, I would probably be on a night out with my friends. And if I went to the ATM to take out the money and ignored someone begging because, they might spend it on money, the money on alcohol or drugs or whatever. And then I realized I would be taking out that money to go spend it on alcohol on a night out. I would be such a fecking hypocrite. I would be standing there thinking that excuse and then go and do the same thing. We ignore people that are homeless or begging on the street. A lot of us do that. We act as if they don't exist for fear that we may be asked for help or money. How dare we? How dare we ignore our fellow human beings? So I now vow to never pass up an opportunity to do a random act of kindness. I vow to help someone as much as I can. If a homeless person wants to spend my euros on drinks, so be it. Maybe it'll help them forget just for one night. Or maybe, just maybe, it'll help him just a little. We can never know how truly, exactly how long the ripples of our decisions survive. Maybe an act of kindness will change someone's life. Maybe a simple gesture or a kind word will restore someone's faith in human kindness. I can only hope. 15 months ago, I wrote that. And the very next blog post that I posted a few months after that was simply entitled Being Kind, and all it said was one sentence. I gave money to a homeless man when I was on a night out. Thanks for listening, guys.